Tonight is about each other. Tonight is about relentless football. And anything about to touch the football, they get knocked out tonight. Let's do what we do best on three. One, two, three.
Welcome, everybody, to a brand new edition of The Call. It's all about Baltimore football and the Ravens, and this is a bittersweet episode because we have the first game of regular season coming up. We also have the unfortunate passing of Art Modell. We're going to discuss both of them today. And, of course, Skyping in with me, we've got Josh, my buddy. What's going on, man?
Hey, Brandon. Bittersweet it is today.
You know, we do have some things. This isn't a sad time. It's a time for mourning, and it's a time to remember all the good things. And we do have the first week of football coming up of the regular season. And we'll start off talking about the great Art Modell and everything he's done for Baltimore, for football just in general. But you know, if it wasn't for him, you and I wouldn't be talking right now. And we wouldn't have this podcast, and we wouldn't have just this excitement in the air that people that fight over everything when the Ravens are playing and when Baltimore has their football team, everybody has something to talk about. And Art Modell is a great guy, and he's an amazing person for what he's done for this city. Just tell me what's going through your head right now.
It was a lot of mixed emotions this morning. I woke up to a lot of text messages and media giving the news, spreading the news, and I turned on our local Fox News, and I turned on NFL Network, and there it was. Breaking news, Art Modell passes at age 87, and I was just like, wow, this is going to be bittersweet this week. The Orioles starting their series, the Ravens starting 5 days away, Monday Night Football. And again, Modell was the pioneer in bringing Monday Night Football to light for us, and it hit me hard. I actually welled up in a little bit of tears because I remember saying out loud, this is the reason why we do what we do. He is the reason why we're excited about Monday night, why we got tickets, why we're going to the game, and we lost him. And we lost a dear part of, integral part of the Ravens football family, and I'm very sad to report it. As Ray Lewis put in perspective, I'm going to throw this in a little bit, set the stage for what Ray had to say, but it is a range of emotions here in Baltimore. If you wrap in the Orioles and the Ravens in the one, the Orioles are a game out of first place. Ravens are opening Monday Night Football. Cal Ripken was honored tonight at the game. Art Modell posts the same day, passes away. We're going up and down with this, and it's going to be a good ride, I think. Baltimore's in for a treat, and Ray Lewis had to say pretty much what I sum it up is he brought it to light for us, and I want to throw it to the Ray Lewis soundbite real quick.
It's funny, you know, because we're human and we have real emotions. So it's emotional. It's emotional to lose somebody that the only reason I'm in Baltimore is because of him. The only reason the Ravens have a team. The only reason a lot of sacrifices that's happened throughout this league is because of him. And any time that you can leave a legacy like that, man, you know, we shouldn't mourn. We do. But we should be celebrating him because he was one of the most awesome men I've ever met in my life. And for me to know him, I knew that God had a real plan for me to even meet a man like that with all the impact he had on this world. So it's hard losing someone that powerful with that much influence. But one day we all have to go. So hopefully we send him out the right with a great celebration.
Well, that pretty much sums it up. Mixed range of emotions. You can hear the emotions in Ray's voice. He pretty much is the voice for the team. He says it right there. You know, without him, Ray wouldn't be here. Without him, this team wouldn't be here. And it's hard for me not to get choked up talking about it because you're right. Without Art, we cannot do this podcast without him. We can't get excited as a fan base. I actually watched the news, and it really hit my heart. It just hit it really deep when they interviewed an elderly man on the streets of Baltimore, and he was getting choked up. He's saying that the Colts were taken from him, and Art brought that back for him, and it brought his joy and excitement back, and that's what it's all about, Brandon. It's we have to take, we can't take this for granted. It, sometimes we might get, you know, bicker over the games, or we might get caught up in the excitement, but you know, one day we're going to pass, and one day we're not going to be able to watch the games, or we need to enjoy it while we're here. You know, enjoy each game as it comes. We only get 16 of them. I mean, granted, our team plays 48 hours real time a year. We need to appreciate the time we have. And that's what Ray just put in perspective, that not to mourn, but we need to celebrate it. Let's tribute the season to him. And I think it's just, we're in for a treat. I think, again, it's going to be emotional with the tribute pregame on Monday night. I just can't say enough. It's just going to be, it's going to be an experience.
Yeah, I have to agree with you so much. And here's, this is a you know, something that Art Modell said that I didn't know that he said this. I didn't know this was a quote, but when he was talking about moving the team from Cleveland to Baltimore, he pretty much said, you know, if you're at some place and it's with a bunch of people that aren't into what you're doing, and I mean, I'm paraphrasing here, I don't know what he said verbatim, but if it's kind of like if you're at a place where people don't appreciate what you're doing, people, you know, only have negative things to say, they're not supporting you, you have to go to a place where people will be digging you and be into what you're doing. And when the Cleveland Browns left Cleveland, the games were blacked out there because the ticket sales and everything were so terrible that people weren't going to the games. So he took a team that not a lot of people were going to see. He took a team that was down and out and everything like that and moved it to Baltimore, a team that was hungry for football, a team that was still hurting and from losing a team and having it snuck out the back door the way it was. And, I mean, Baltimore wanted football. There was even a time when they were in the Canadian Football League. And he brought a team there, and now you go to the stadium, and every single game is sold out. Look at what just happened this offseason during training camp at practice. Anytime there was a one open to the public, 20,000 people showed up. This is a town that has forever changed. I want to go past even the football community. The town of Baltimore completely changed forever when Art Modell did what he did and was so influential in bringing the team to Baltimore. As a football fan and as somebody who's grown up in Baltimore my entire life, I want to say thank you to Art Modell. Unbelievable guy, unbelievable character, and we are forever indebted to him and what he has done for the city.
You couldn't say it better, Brandon. I'm actually just sitting here getting choked up at the emotions. I knew this was going to be a good podcast for us. I'm filled with a lot of things. You know, I'm filled with grief, joy, excitement, and it's welling up because I heard something today, and he said that with the Super Bowl championship he brought, he said, "This one's for you." And the trophy is encased in the stadium because it's for the fans. And I got to actually touch that actual trophy once in my life. And it feels good to be a part of it. And people wonder why we get wrapped up in it and all that. Well, it's just a game. It's more than just a football game on a Sunday. If you look at the tailgating lots, they're full. We're number one in tailgating. It's for the fans. We enjoy this. It's almost like an 8-hour work day on a game day. And we put it in. We put our time, blood, sweat, and tears into it. Our hard-earned paychecks go on the line for season tickets, for food, for the grill, the gas to get down. Trust me, Brandon, I see it firsthand, and you're right. Without Art, I wasn't a part of the whole Colts leaving Baltimore. I was 3 years shorter than that. I was born a little bit after that happened, but I talked to fans that experienced that, and then now football's brought back, and that gap that was left. A lot of fans left, and they went to other team fan bases, and I cannot blame them. But now that we have the Ravens and the successes we're having and we won a Super Bowl in a few short years since they came in, what an amazing experience it was to experience that. And we're right on the cusp of it again. And I'm just great to be a part of it.
I'm totally with you there. And again, thank you, Art, and everything you have done. I am excited to see what the team is going to do on Monday for him. They have put out like a video tribute and stuff like that on the website. But he's forever changed the city. And as he would have wanted, I want to talk about the game coming up because he loved football. He loved that the fans loved football here in Baltimore. And I think we're going to continue, and we're gonna talk about what's gonna happen coming up in the regular season for the Ravens, because that's what Art would have wanted, and he would have wanted us to laugh and have you guys laughing as well and talk about this team. So, Josh, let's talk about Monday. as a Baltimore football fan, I'm happy the regular season is here. The first game happened last night on Wednesday, and we had the Cowboys versus the Giants. And I think as just it's a cruel joke on Baltimore right now because we've got to wait all the way until Monday to see our Ravens play. We've got to wait almost a week from the start of the regular season. So, what are you looking forward to most about this first game?
Back to football is what you said. I'm ready to get to it. No more preseason. It was fun the last 4 weeks, but with these games, this is the real deal. Let's get down to it. It was great to see the Giants and Cowboys play last night. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed watching it. As far as the fantasy implications as a fan, I enjoyed watching that as well. It was good to see just back to real, meaningful football. And again, we got it all day Sunday and leading up to Monday night opener, Baltimore-Cincinnati here at Charm City. Let's get after it. I've been previewing the teams. They're pretty much full strength. I don't see any big gaping injuries. We already know the whole Suggs ordeal. As far as our tight ends, they are game time decisions for Monday. I don't see any problem with Pitta and Dixon being out. They're being worked in slowly, as I've seen in the practices. I don't really foresee a big problem on offense, defense. We already know what's going to be, all hands on deck. Minus, with Courtney Upshaw dealing with a shoulder injury, but I've heard he was a full participant in practice. I can't wait to get after it.
Yeah, this seems like it's going to be a strong team. Everyone has high hopes for this season. I do want to talk a little bit. It's kind of old news at this point, but Bryant McKinney made some headlines earlier this week where it looked like Bryant McKinney was no longer going to be a Raven, and he tweeted and texted a local station, WNST, and was like, listen, I'm done. There it is. I didn't take the offer, so I'm gone. I'm not a Raven. And coming from a crazy training camp with this guy, it looked like the team was really going to change because whether this guy has these problems off the field, he is a good football player. And John Harbaugh said the Ravens are better with him on the team. So what did you think of this whole media circus that he was creating while his contract was being discussed with the team?
It has been adding on to the emotions of this week. It has been another wild ride with McKinney's news. When I first heard that, I couldn't believe it. I was like, are you kidding me? We're a week out, less than a week out to season opener, and we're not going to have one of our starting linemen who we desperately need on that line to block for Ray Rice and Joe Flacco not on the team. That's just going to hurt big time. We talk about the defensive player and you're on defense being out. The last thing we need is this to happen. I kind of was just like, okay. I was kind of like, are you kidding me? But then I got my wits about me and was like, all right, what's going to happen now? I was looking at the backups. Is Kalichio Smelly going to step in the starting spot? Are they going to move Michael Orr around again? And then all of a sudden, hours later, oh, wait, he's coming back. I didn't know what was going on, but I think he took a page out of Ed Reed's book of school here and trying to rework a deal through media. We already know Ed Reed's always like, I'm coming. He's pulling that Brett Favre crap, and I didn't know what to make of it at first. I kind of like brushed it out. It's the business end. And then when I kind of got the realization that, hey, Bryant McKinney might not be on this team, this is serious. And I'm glad he's back. It was a whole payroll dispute. He settled for $1 million less at 2.2. He can make it back at 3.2 with incentives with the team. And again, I heard he's happy to be back and he's ready to go Monday night. So I don't think we'll have any reservations about that.
No, I think we're a better team with him, and I think we have nothing to worry about. I don't like the fact that he was using the media and scaring everybody a couple days before kickoff, and he was kind of like, yeah, whatever, I'm leaving because they're not paying me enough, and I mean I know this is a business, and I know the NFL is there's a lot of money to be made. I don't like the fact that he was just kind of like, well, they're not giving me what I want, so I'm taking off. That doesn't seem like a true Ravens player. I mean, I know that sounds kind of odd and weird to say that because, these guys are trying to make money. This is their career. So I know that he wants to get the most he can out of it. And I know that supposedly they were offering like 50% less than what he was making originally. So I guess this was just like a bargaining agreement, is that he was like, listen, I'm going to do this out in the public, and I'll tell everybody what you're not giving me. So I don't know what to take from him right now. I don't think this is going to affect his play, but it kind of ticks me off of the way that he went around doing this.
I agree with that. It kind of rubs it the wrong way there. but it remains to be seen. What's he going to do in the field? If it doesn't affect his play, I'm fine with that. If he's going to block for us, great. If he's going to help us on the offense, great. That's what it's all about. Is as long as you're going to do your job well, you know, let the business end take care of itself. And I'm absolutely agree with you, Brandon. If as long as it don't affect his play, I'm fine with it.
All right, yeah, let's move on a little bit. Something to look forward to in this regular season debut is Flacco's no-huddle offense. You know, there was a lot of practice with the in the preseason for this, and I'm excited to see what he brings. Do you think that the no-huddle offense is going to work in Flacco's favor?
Absolutely, it's going to work in his favor because he's going to be kind of calling the shots at the line. I kind of got to see it against the Jaguars. It worked perfectly. If you don't like what you see, change it. And he changes into that one play, and it allows the defense not to get set, get a read on us. And I think with our crop of receivers being that they're burners and they're fast, and Bolden and Slot being a possession receiver, I don't have a problem with that offense. And Ray Rice, he's a great, great asset out of the backfield, whether it's passing or running. He's an all-around big weapon for us. And from what I heard, Joe Flacco's tickled to death about the offense. He loves it. Cameron loves it. And I'm excited to see what we can do in the real deal under the lights against Cincinnati about it.
I'm excited too. Joe Flacco, he's definitely a guy that I want to pay close attention to this season, because from what I'm hearing, players are saying that Joe Cool is gone. That Joe Cool is no longer around on the Ravens. This is a Joe who is outspoken, who speaks his mind and gets things rolling. So if he's going to kind of play that role where he's the one calling the shots now, this no huddle offense is definitely going to happen and help in his favor.
It's going to be deadly. Brandon, if you think about the quarterbacks who are allowed to do that, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, they have that fire, they have that competitive nature. Not to say Joe Flacco doesn't have that, but he's almost taking like a Ray Lewis persona on the offense. He's taking the team, he's taking the offense by the reins and saying, hey guys, this is my offense, we're going to run it my way. If you don't like it, go away. I love that about him. He's adhering to that leadership role, and I'm very excited to see that about Joe in his fifth year. This is where he's going to make or break, and I expect a great season out of Joe Flacco this year.
Absolutely. I am so excited. Just a couple more days until Ravens kick off. I took off next Tuesday because I know I'm going to be enjoying this game, and I'm going to be watching it all late into the night, maybe even watch the replay if I DVR it the right way. But who knows? Of course, did we miss anything? Do anything else you want to talk about?
One minor note going back in the Modell news. The Ravens are actually having a public memorial at the stadium, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. They're actually going to have the casket for public viewing, and I think on midfield is what I believe they heard. And that, again, it shows great volumes of how much he and the organization mean to the city and he meant to the city. Again, allowing the fans to be a part of that and to mourn along with the team and to celebrate his legacy. Again, it shows you the emotions we have here in Charm City that we're tied to this team and to what he brought here to here in Baltimore and fans. And he brought back football again to those people who lost the Colts back when. And then we had those gaping years with no football again at the stadium, 11 to 1 on Saturday. It's going to be a great time, and expect a lot of fans to be there. It's going to be a long line and to pay tribute.
That's a great thing that they're doing. I didn't know about that, so that's really an amazing thing that they're doing. I kind of think that's unheard of in today's day and age. So I think that's great that they're doing that. And
I don't even think the Oakland Raiders did that for Al Davis. I'm not sure. I would have to look into that. But if they did, great, because I know Al Davis passed for the Raiders last year and they went through it. And you know, we all know about Al Davis. He was an integral part of the Oakland Raiders organization. Now with Art Modell being with our organization. It's going to be interesting to see, and I can't wait to get the fan reaction. I myself cannot attend that day due to prior plans, but I will be getting fan reactions, and I will be reading media reactions. I'm definitely excited to hear about the turnout, the support, and being that 2 days away from opening kickoff, it's going to be very emotional in the midst of the Orioles series this weekend. It's going to be a crazy weekend in Baltimore, and I really can't wait till it's all said and done and we get to see the aftermath, and I think we're going to be on the side of victory. And speaking of that, Brandon, I'm going to give out my predictions for the game. I think it's going to be a closely contested game. Little bit of high scoring with the divisional opponents knowing each other, A.J. Green over there. You got Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, and Andy Dalton in that offense. I'm going to go out on a limb and say 24-20 Ravens. I think We show a little offensive firepower on our end. Our defense lets up a couple touchdowns. But all in all, I think we win that close game, and I think we win the turnover battle is going to be key.
I have to agree with you there. I think it's going to be a close game. I think that it's going to come a lot to I want to see how this no-huddle defense before I start you know, saying what the score might be, because if this no-huddle defense works in the regular season, I think that there's going to be a lot of touchdowns. If it doesn't work as well, I think you're going to see a lot of punts and a lot of field goals. So I want to see how this first game goes before I'm putting out any numbers just yet. But I definitely, because I'm a Ravens fan, of course, I'm going to say this is a Ravens win. First game at home. You know, the fans are going to be loud, they're going to be proud, and they're definitely going to be a huge, huge factor in this game, as always, because that's what the Raven fans are known for. M&T Bank is one of the loudest places you can go to play a game or to even watch a game. So this is going to be a great kickoff to regular season. This is going to be a very good game, and we should be very proud that Monday Night Football, the first game, they picked the Ravens to show. So I'm very proud about that. So let's talk about where people can follow us on Twitter. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter at BrandoCash, and I'll talk all about, you know, anything I got going on in my head, especially football. And where can people follow you on Twitter, Josh, for any kind of Ravens updates?
Anything for Ravens updates, and of course, what's on my mind, you can follow me at ItalianGQ52.
Awesome. And, of course, if you like the call or anything else on the app Brando Cash Network, go to Facebook.com/BrandoCash, and you'll find information about this show and all the other shows that are on the app Brando Cash Network. Subscribe on iTunes. That way, whenever we post a new show, boom, automatically down straight into your iTunes. And it's that easy, and it's right there. You don't have to do a thing. It just shows up. Pretty cool. So, Josh, thanks so much for joining me, and we'll be talking next week about, hopefully, the first Ravens win of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. I 100% believe it, and I'm going to give a couple of days for my voice to rest, because my voice will be one of the heard in the crowd on Monday night.
Yeah, so you're going to be loud in the stands. I just want to make sure you're not going to be like a hardcore smoker from like Monday to Thursday on.
I try to keep it at ease, trust me.
All right, thanks so much for joining me, and we'll talk next week. See you, Josh.
All right, sounds good.
This has been a production of the @BrandoCash Network.